A Quiver Full of Arrows by Geoffrey Archer.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
The first story is called The Chinese Statue. The little Chinese statue was the next item to come under the auctioneer's hammer. Lot 103 caused those quiet murmurings that always precede the sale of a masterpiece. The auctioneer's assistant held up the delicate piece of ivory for the packed audience to admire, while the auctioneer glanced around the room to be sure he knew where the serious bidders were seated. I studied my catalogue and read the detailed description of the piece and what was known of its history. The statue had been purchased in Harlichuan in 1871 and was referred to as what Sotheby's quaintly described as the property of a gentleman, usually meaning that some member of the aristocracy did not wish to admit that he was having to sell off one of the family heirlooms. I wondered if that was the case on this occasion and decided to do some research to discover what had caused the little Chinese statue to find its way into the auction rooms on that Thursday morning over 100 years later. "Lot number 103," declared the auctioneer. "What am I bid for this magnificent example?" Sir Alexander Heathcote, as well as being a gentleman, was an exact man. He was exactly 6'3" and 1/4 inches tall, rose at 7 o'clock every morning, joined his wife at breakfast to eat one boiled...